And I do not think that violence solves violence.
I agree.
Yeah.
So
I don't want
to. When you come to my door, I won't be shooting you in the face.
Yeah.
I will probably stuff it with a lot of good food.
I mean, I'm not going to answer.
No, 100%. And again, I would never. I don't want to promote violence. I don't like the fact that you should.
I'll feed you and feed you and keep feeding you and feed you.
Let's go.
What they are trying to do right now, what they are trying to do with ICE, is they're trying to say. They can take an administrative warrant, which is not a judicial warrant.
They're just
so
doing,
like
they're not trying.
Hang on a second. Like our Constitution was written, in this way.
But they don't care
for a very specific reason because King George was like at the time trying to.
This land does not belong to Britain.
I think King George is not involved in this conversation.
That's the reason. Why they fucking made these constitutional amendments. And
can we not take an Anglo point of view on this?
Well, but that's
what because if we're talking about the Constitution and we're talking about
that's what was happening, Shao. And I'm sorry, like I'm not trying to take an Anglo point of view, but literally, the fucking English king was trying to make a fucking a law. Where they could just go into anyone's house.
I hear you, Dan, but it's exhausting.
But that is not.
It's exhausting, dude.
That is a law that was made. Common sense. Common sense and natural law.
But you hear what I'm saying and what Shao was saying.
Common sense and natural law.
Yes.
Would.
The guy who just died and the girl who just died can't be like, yo, but King George, though.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with...
Hold on.
This has to do with the...
Hold on.
Desecration of laws, not the...
We're putting a pin in all of that.
You know?
All of it. Putting a pin in all of it. It is frustrating. It is frustrating what's going on because we're all here. No, trying to have... Hold on. Your mic is off.
It's worse than frustrating.
It's hard because we're here just trying to celebrate Maddie's birthday, and what's going on in the world makes that difficult.
No, it's not that.
Hold on, Maddie, you're back on.
Yeah. No. It's not about me. It's not about my birthday.
No.
Please let me finish. It's that I think that we're not in a space where we're saying, you know, intelligently exactly what we mean.
Yeah.
And I think that we should probably move forward because I think we can all, because we all love each other here. Like, we really do. We're all friends. It's all good. I do not think this is the time or the place to do it. And that's the thing. It's unfortunate. This is very emotionally charged. I think,
But this is what's going on, unfortunately. I'm not trying to have a good night, and then you're like,
no,
but also fuck.
It is
I know.
A good.
I know.
and that's fine.
Look, I think that we're all coming from very different perspectives here. I think that we've, you know, nature and nurture and all that good stuff. I think different environments. I think that, you know, that's kind of what's formed some of our opinions. And I think that it needs to be taken into account that perhaps, you know, it's in reality, again, it's. I didn't say 2:57 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, like as a joke. Like humor is a coping mechanism, but at the same time, I meant what I said. This group of people discussing that topic, we could probably this is not.
What we should do is just all hug.
Yeah, well, no, it's not about that. None of us. I mean, yeah, we can hug, whatever. But I think that right now, this will devolve. And it doesn't need to, because we all actually are on the same page with it.
I'm about to cut your mic. I hate to do it. You're way too smart to be a server at the fucking hall.
I would really like to.
I'm about to give Maddie my fucking job. That was so articulated and well thought out, and you killed it.
Thanks. But no, it.
One year older, 1 year wiser.
Oh God, don't remind me. But anyway, let's play maybe one.
Oh, the song about Maddie again?
No. I don't think our listener wants to hear it again.
But I do.
Okay, that's cool. And then let's do like our last little bit, and then let's have fun.
Well, there's one bit that we always have to do.
No, we're not singing tonight. Do
yeah, we
not.
Are.
You are not fucking singing.
Yeah, we are.
It is so off key. It's unreal.
No, I'm on key always. I was born on key. JM, don't you dare. Are we ever going to sing karaoke together again? Okay, see? Thank you. JM, your mic is back on. Well, no, we're not doing that song.
JM is pretty...
JM
has a good voice.
I love you, my little bro. You're my favorite. We have a lot going on in our lives right now.
Oh, finally.
Here's the thing, guys. Maddie just fucking summed it up.
Mic drop, motherfuckers.
Summed it up. That was fucking beautiful. And she's right. We're not going to fix it. We're not going to fix it tonight. But what we can do is we can still have a good time and celebrate Maddie's birthday. So let's leave a 5-star Yelp review for Maddie.
Boop, 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 boop.
Let's go to the hall Yelp and just be like, Maddie was the best server
Can we tell my landlord
had. That? No, we can't do that.
4, 5.
Okay. What we can do, though, is we can play Who's the Biggest Slut?
Very good.
Plus, can we? Is this even going to work? Shawa looks like she doesn't give a shit
anymore. No, I don't really give a shit anymore.
Okay.
Because
let us hear it.
I'm not trying to shut down this conversation at all.
I don't want to shut down Shawa.
It's kind of like you don't start that conversation and then go back to who's the biggest slut.
I know.
Yeah, no, that's
fair. It's tough.
And I'm not trying to do that. I want to be super clear. I'm not trying to do that. What I was trying to prevent was it wasn't going to... You know what?
Shawa's right.
No, she is. She is
right. Shawa's 100% right.
She is correct.
Yeah.
100%.
You can't fucking put that...
There's not much enough time on the show.
You can't put
right
that back in the
to
box.
Even begin to open
I
my
know.
Mouth. But
okay, Shawa, you know what we should do? Can we have a show
nobody's
involved?
Let me say one thing. I'm about to stop talking permanently. Shawa, I apologize. If I was out of line.
Don't do that.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
You've done nothing wrong. I feel that it's
disrespectful at base.
To the subject at hand and the lives and the everything.
Yes.
To try
to move on.
No.
Yeah,
I agree.
There's no moving on really.
I think
so. Shawa, I would really like to actually get into the weeds on this with you. Like I want to hear everyone's actual thoughts and perspectives.
I was not trying to. That's not her
the
point.
The only
her
reason
point
I was trying to move on from it was because
some people didn't want to do it anymore. I apologize for trying to shut it down. I was not trying to make light of it, and I'm not trying to say, oh yeah, let's do something like super fun now, because like this is not the setting. That's not the point. And Chawa, you are right.
I think that people need to be able to sit for longer periods of time for more. More to delve deeper into things that are very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing is going to be comfortable that's going to fix something so, brutally.
We've gone so far beyond
this shit is in the costume.
What is okay.
I mean, we are on the wrong side of history in here, you know.
Yeah.
We are on the wrong side of history.
No, damn, we just need to listen. Yeah.
And if
I think
to think that it would be an easy fix and that it would be comfortable and we can just snap our fingers is preposterous because
sure.
It's been centuries of bloodshed, war, genocide, and ignorance, really, about, you know, like willful ignorance, like, oh, well, we have it pretty good. Hey, this is a good life. Yeah, look, we're prosperous, so let's just fuck off everything else.
Yeah. So and who cares about that
Who
guy?
Cares how we got here?
Yeah.
Just bury that in the backyard,
sure.
You know? Like, that doesn't stay buried.
No.
And, like...
I mean, you're in it right now, too, by the way. I mean...
I know about it.
Like, you know what I mean? So, like, your perspective is so important.
I mean...
I would... Shawa, I could listen to you talk about this, and I would love to, like, and we can't, because I, what I was trying to prevent, I've always said my job on this show is to prevent anyone from getting fired. Seriously. I've always said this. I've always said.
Now we're good.
No, let me finish this sentence. It's, and someone said this today, like, oh, like, you know, we gotta make sure the plane lands. I'm like, no, we gotta make sure everyone's on the fucking plane. and I'm not talking about you, Shawa. I am talking about, I meant exactly what I said. I said, you know, I don't know that everybody can articulate exactly what they mean. I'm not talking about you. And hey, maybe that's the case. This is not the venue for it. And I wish that it was. And maybe that's actually like something that would be valuable. Right?
Well, shit, let's see. Tuesday, 6 a.m.? Or I'm just looking at the empty spot.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of empty spots here. Look, we can fill.
If we want to,
how about Monday?
Honestly, you want to come in?
Shawa, you're the one person I would say. Like,
we have a code.
It's not about me today. I don't care. Like, oh, we have a birthday.
So we do.
Look at Saturday is open all the way from 12 a.m.
There's a lot of open Saturday.
Because realistically, this was supposed to be like your show.
Yeah. 6 hours.
It's not mine.
I just want to say, like. Maddie, I love you. Happy birthday. I was just trying to tell our fucking listeners they have constitutional rights.
I understand.
And whether or not
until you have them violated.
They are fucking ignoring them. You have a right.
You don't.
You have a right to fucking arm yourself.
You don't. Most people don't.
You don't.
But the don't tread on me crowd is the fucking crowd that's treading.
When they drag you out of your house and do whatever the fuck they want to you, you'll realize that your constitutional rights don't mean shit.
They can't come into your fucking house.
Yes, they do.
They shouldn't.
No, but they can't. Maybe they can't, but they do.
They do.
They're actually trying to.
They do. They have been.
They're trying. They're doing it, man.
No, I just.
They do.
But. I want my fucking fellow Americans to understand that if those motherfuckers try to come into your house without a warrant, which is what they're doing,
that might work for you. It does not work for fucking everybody.
It does not work for
many. No, defend yourself.
Defend yourself.
Great. Yeah. And then that's how you die.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to die for this shit because unfortunately I have a mom who would be really fucking sad in that case. Because I'm like, hey,
can I say something?
I'm going to fucking do it for the cause.
We have a very clear constitution.
Do you think that the people who are dragged out of their houses and murdered, brutalized, or otherwise had their right to their life taken away, do you think they were ignorant?
Yeah, they're like, the Constitution.
Fact.
No, we're 100% that uncharted territory.
The Constitution exists.
And I will tell you. This administration.
It is not uncharted territory.
This
has been happening for.
Dude, I feel like I'm back in college right now
where
I was
taking
difficult. Philosophy classes.
I'm not trying to be.
And
like,
everybody was like.
You have fucking rights.
The Constitution.
And if then, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, none of this is perfect. It's the
Constitution
real world.
Existed.
100%.
When MLK was shot.
It's the real
the
world.
The Constitution existed when. People were getting lynched in the South.
Yeah.
The Constitution existed when all these
every mic down.
I'm not going to tell you this is fucking
every mic down. Good.
So what does the Constitution protect then? Because all this has been happening under the Constitution.
No, incorrect. Hold on.
That is not incorrect.
You're interpreting it. Incorrect.
I'm not. It's not an interpretation. It is not an interpretation.
It's reality.
It is a temporal truth. When did the Constitution get drafted? And it has been in place since then.
Specifically, it is to prevent what is going on right now.
And has been
going on right now is fragrantly flaunting. Yeah. Like.
So just vote harder.
But it has been happening all along.
Yeah, voting harder doesn't work all the time, Dan. Just
well,
Just hold on. Wait. Just
their fucking goal is to make you feel.
Just come down. Just come down a little bit and understand the frustration of people who don't feel protected by this piece of paper.
Well, they shouldn't feel protected because this administration
is not about feeling anymore after you've been.
Yeah. So, you hear that, right? You hear that.
It is no longer.
I 100% fucking hear it.
Yeah. But
I'm telling you, you have the fucking right constitutionally.
Great. It doesn't work.
But you can't tell me shit.
Just buy an AR and fucking shoot them back. No, doesn't work for everybody.
For the people,
you have the right to fucking.
For the people,
shoot.
You have the right to do all sides. Excuse me. Kinds of shit. I'm just telling you, man. Just relax.
For the people who have had to live through what is real, like
you're not wrong.
What you feel about anything, is not listen, relevant.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Both people can be right and also be coming from a different place.
Please let her finish. Oh,
that's very...
Please let Shallow finish.
What I'm saying is it's like we don't have to like be like...
And you don't have to mediate.
No, I'm not saying that.
Please
what I'm saying is
Shallow
like,
finish.
You're still... Please.
I love when Shallow finish. I just want my listeners to know...
Oh, is there a listener to you?
Damn.
Please have Shawa finish.
Okay, go ahead, Shawa.
Thank you.
It wasn't your fault.
There. What I was trying to say was all your talk about what the Constitution protects and what rights it gives you doesn't mean anything to the people who have not quote-unquote enjoyed the fantasies and promises that it doesn't actually grant these things that you're saying.
So
this has never been true.
I agree with you.
The whole time... The Constitution is a, you know, it's an ideal that was presented, and there's no evidence of it having ever been actually successfully implemented in reality.
Is they're trying to get around what, like, the basis of the Constitution was.
And
they're literally trying to come into people's houses. Which is,
but
like
they've been
100%
doing what,
the fucking like antithesis.
It's not
you're
just
not
now, though.
Hearing
yeah,
not
no, but,
now.
Like,
yeah. what
but
I'm saying.
But that's what they're trying to.
This entire
do.
Land is somebody else's
By the way,
house.
I am not trying to mediate. I'm not trying to shut you down or shut you down. What I'm saying is, like, you're saying something that is actually valid, but you're not hearing what she's saying, which is also. So valid as well.
I agree with what
she's
saying.
She's representing the truth of what is going on.
Yeah, 100%.
And what you're representing is like kind of like the ideal of what we wish it could be in this like
kind of
fantastical
kind of,
world where I could just pull an AR-15
kind of
out and shoot
kind
the cops.
Kind of where we're at right now is,
but it's hard for both.
Kind of where we're at right now is the administration is literally trying to get around. What the Constitution says,
but people need
they
to
don't
hear.
Need to get around
they
it.
They don't.
Though.
They're just doing.
It's never
they
been
do.
There.
Exactly. What can we
hear
do?
What Shao is they're saying. Trying to do whatever the fuck they
you're,
want.
You're
and
talking
I'm
about
you,
only
you,
way
you
out of
have
it.
A fucking
it's never
constitutional right.
So can
it
I
just
say this
shows
though?
Them in the face?
Can I say
if
this?
They fucking Shao? Try to come into your house.
What I hate though is like the like doom and gloom where there's no way out, which it feels like
it's there.
I wish there was a way out and I would love to figure it out.
But you're speaking from a place where like there's a way out.
I know
there
it's already done.
I know
there isn't.
It's terrible.
Where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
It's already over.
They're trying to fucking circumvent.
I can't put it any simpler.
I hear you.
I love you. I'm telling you, they're trying to circumvent your rights. And
you
I don't
you
them.
Can't tell me that.
Yeah.
I've already
Yeah, the rights
like,
have been circumvented.
I mean,
exactly. Ever and ever and ever.
Before
you tell me anything, maybe you should know what my reality is.
Yeah.
Because you know nothing about me, and you know nothing about me.
Yeah.
I know a decent amount about you. And when I say what I know, it's not what I have learned, read, studied, or heard about. I'm talking about what I have lived.
Experiences.
What 100%. I have survived.
Yeah.
What has not killed me.
I just want the listeners to know that they have fucking rights.
And that
they can exercise.
But see, you keep saying that.
Yeah, but
That's false.
It's easily done and said.
No,
it would be wonderful to.
It's not
believe
false.
That we're protected it's and not, believe it's
not
that people.
Hold on, Dan. You're not going to win here, man. You're not going to say one right thing and then she's going to be like, "Oh yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah, you're right." Like it's just it is the truth. It's her truth.
Well, I agree.
It's only right to listen.
I agree that people it's are only being right to fucked right over. Now. Like and I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
Not fucked over. You just you don't, have, not only you fucked have, over.
And look, it might be a fucking right.
The only reason I was like trying to mediate in a way was like he's coming from a good place. He's coming from a place of wanting.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah. I understand that he means well, and yes. that and
it's difficult.
Like so many people do mean well, but it's you difficult. Have to understand too.
Yes.
That I mean, I hate to be cliche and bring it back to like. Germany, you know, under fascist rule and stuff. Yeah. Most of the people, the regular people, were not like just evil, horrible
yeah.
people.
Yeah. They were
like they were just doing their lives, like living their lives, doing their thing. They didn't necessarily see the bigger picture of what would transpire, you know.
And then somebody said, also the Jews are terrible and they're the ones causing all the problems. And then
we all have different taste buds.
Fell in line and then all this shit happened. But
it's really
what
but look, Shawa, can you
all I want to tell you is you, that if Ice tries to come into your fucking house,
I mean
you can tell them
hello.
No.
Simply put,
Can you and me just keep trying?
Oh, Dan.
Yeah. Can we keep trying?
Simply put, this is not our land.
Yeah.
It's not my land.
No.
That's
it's
right.
not your
but
land.
It's, but
they can't come into your house
but
with
me and
an
you,
administrative warrant.
Like,
they can come up with a judicial warrant.
Okay. Me and you are not going to stop trying,
yeah,
right?
Let's say...
I just want people to fucking know.
Let's say you have an heirloom. Let's say you inherited an heirloom that you're like, oh, this is beautiful. This, you know, this is I inherited this from my whatever, whoever. And then you find out the history of this piece, and you find out that it was stolen under, you know, compromising circumstances or whatever. Do you double down? You're like, this is my most prized possession, sure. and I inherited this from my so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Or do you go, oh, this belongs to somebody else. Like, it was probably not right for my ancestor to have taken this and return it to the rightful people who probably miss there, you know,
well, the
something
right thing
that actually
is that second one,
you know what I mean, or do you just go, oh no, they probably forgot about it anyway, which they probably didn't, you know, and just
wait, can I tell you like what it's that, like for
it's,
me?
That's what it's
going through my family history when they were like, by the way, your great 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 grandfather owned slaves in Texas, and you're like, oh fuck, that sucks. And then you're like, okay, so
yeah,
now...
Yeah, and that's also
so now,
not you.
Exactly.
You know?
I know. But what I'm telling you is like, so they're like, so now, feel shitty. And you're like, well, I don't feel shitty.
But you can't feel shitty because you didn't do anything.
But here's the thing, like, my family is kind of chilling, right? Like, based on generational wealth.
Yeah.
So, there is still something there.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, okay...
and I'm then benefiting that's your a little choice. Bit.
So now let me deal with this.
That's your choice to look through being. Your benefits.
But hold on. What I'm saying is, like, now we're all here. This has all happened. This is all reality, right? So now we're here. So now how do we deal with this in the moment, and how do we become the best people we can be in this moment?
Yeah.
And I've made choices. Things like, do not join the military. Do not become a cop. Do not, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking play punk rock music and fucking read the Anarchist Cookbook when I'm 14. Like whatever. These are things that I've done to try to be the best thing I can be.
Yeah. And very simply, too.
And your choices were not as easy as those. You know what I mean? Like, I could be like, well, I could take a gap year. And you're like, I don't have these choices.
I just want my fucking.
And this is important. This is important to recognize.
Whoever they are. Look, I'm a fucking Caucasian. I'm Italian. Whatever.
It's fine.
I'm a Caucasian man. I want
That's not a problem.
To understand that they have fucking rights.
Yeah.
And look, I'm not.
When the cops show up at your door, it's different.
I'm not going to. Look, this administration is flaunting.
We hate the administration.
Like, no, they're fucking, like, literally taking liberties. With, like, I'm not going to tell you you're not going to get fucking shot.
We got to get out of this.
I'll tell you what your fucking rights are, which are they cannot come into your fucking house without an actual judicial warrant. And they're
but that's
trying
not
to come
true.
Into your house with an administrative warrant, which is something that their fucking administration
Dan, that's not true.
Has just written up. They're not allowed to do that. You can
They're not
them.
Allowed
you can
to
shoot
do
them
that.
In the
is
fucking
he,
face.
He's saying that they can. They're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they're going.
They do it every day.
They're going to do it anyway. And I just look. This is probably. I'm saying this publicly, and it's going to get me probably on some sort of fucking list or whatever. I just want you to know that fuck these guys. You can constitutionally. Fucking shoot them in the face if they do not have a fucking...
You know what?
They're going to try to come in with an administrative warrant.
By the way,
and
fuck these guys.
Just trying to like blow smoke up your ass, and it's bullshit. If they do not have a judicial warrant, fucking shoot them. It's the foundation of our Constitution. It's the foundation of what makes you an American. And like, you cannot... You
but it's
don't,
not.
You don't have to let them in your house. It actually is. They're trying to do everything in their power to fucking...
To make you shoot them.
Flaunt these fucking... No. Exactly. To flaunt
That's
these
true.
Fucking rules and to get around them. You
That's
don't...
The,
it's within your right.
But to believe
so
that shooting people is the only...
No,
way.
I... Like, I'm
wait,
not...
Wait.
I'm not the type of person...
Hold on, guys. Hold on. I'm going to cut everyone's mic. Here it goes. That's it. I'm making a song. Called Fuck These Guys.
I want to tell these fucking
No, listen. Dan, if you want to come back. Yes. If you want to come back. Hold on, Shawa. Go, Shawa, go.
I'm not trying to
Okay, I think you should.
This is
either
fun.
Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here.
Okay.
Or Johnny Cash, Hurt.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, Dan. Dude, you're the fucking
because
best,
Because it
man.
Would
I
make me
you.
Feel better.
I love you, Dan. Do you know that?
Like, I want people to fucking know this.
I know. Listen.
Look, they could take me away tomorrow.
I hear you, brother. I really do. Okay. So.
See. You have to listen to people who have already been taken away.
True.
And then you wouldn't talk about you might be taken
yeah,
away tomorrow.
Exactly. Like, so did you meet my cousin Rain tonight?
Uh-huh.
My cousin Rain. She came in tonight. She knows Rain very well.
Okay.
So I didn't know I had this cousin Rain, right?
Oh, this is a whole
until like 3 years ago.
It's
no, I'm not going to take it all the way there. But her aunt Alice.
Which she's a tall.
Her aunt
speech.
Alice was from Vietnam.
Oh.
She met my Uncle Bob when Uncle Bob was a soldier in Vietnam.
Mm.
So Uncle Bob meets Aunt Alice in Vietnam, marries her, moves back to Brownsville, Texas, right? Her whole family's like, what the fuck? You're going to fucking marry this? I don't want to say like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Said a lot of terrible things.
Really difficult. Yeah.
They're going to you're going to marry this fucking... But Uncle Bob was like, yeah, this is, I met the love of my life when I was a soldier in Vietnam. Now, here's the thing, though. Should Uncle Bob have ever been in fucking Vietnam in the first goddamn place? Do you know what I mean? Like,
no. Probably not.
No.
But out of it...
There's not a lot of good things that come out of it, but there was that one good thing, right?
But there's...
He was a good man. She was a... They actually genuinely...
So they found love.
They genuinely met. Like, it's not... It wasn't like he, like, took her... his like concubine or whatever, like, which did happen, by the way.
You can't control.
Exactly. Or. Life is fucking wild. Life is weird. Life is crazy. Anyway, my cousin Rain, now who lives in San Francisco, that's her grandma is Alice and her grandfather is Bob. We now meet like later. She tells me all these crazy stories about being like part Asian and part like Mexican and part whatever. And I'm, like, growing up as just the white kid, but I grew up in San Francisco. So I was the minority in San Francisco. Like, in my high school, 3% white, 40% Asian, 40% black. When I would go back to Texas and visit my cousin, he'd be like, oh, my God, you're fucking in San Francisco with all those F words and the fucking... And the Asian, like, you know, saying all this crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's which fucking what? That's,
but also,
that's
like,
normal for me is, like, to be the one white kid in the whole class, yeah. Right? So, life is fucking weird and not, it's chaotic and it's not fucking, you know what I mean? And it's like,
well,
what I'm getting to, I still always felt the privilege. I always felt it. I have a single mom, never met my dad. I could be an angry, like, white boy. You know what I mean? Like, getting beat up for being white. I could be that. But I still recognized where I was and what is actual reality. So, the thing is, everybody can, like... find reasons to whatever, but the reality is there is actual
but divides. The reality is none of that matters.
There's divides.
Because
yes,
like we like to dwell on race and like
but
black,
my,
white,
yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But even as a white kid,
because all of us are on land that doesn't belong to us.
Yes, but what I'm telling you is that like
I don't claim this
but
land.
What I'm telling you is that in that moment, I could have felt like, oh, I'm the minority, and let me be angry. But that didn't make sense. Because the truth was, when the cops pulled me and my buddies over, three of my buddies were black, one of them was Asian, one of them was, like, Mexican. Who were they fucking with? Not me. I saw that shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that was still reality.
You got to be.
They were
witness.
Like, hey, man, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fucking fine. These are my homies. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, it's like I look at the world and I see it. I fucking see it. It's important that everybody sees it. Thank you. I love you.
If I don't
Happy
go to,
birthday.
Is my mic on?
Yeah.
If I don't go to sleep now or, like, attempt to.
I will sleep through my entire birthday.
Okay.
And I really don't want to do that.
I really don't want you to.
I wish I had this like mentality every day, because I think that would make me a better person.
Well, here's the thing.
I should go home.
Here's the thing. I'm glad we had the fun moments we had. I'm sorry that it devolved into whatever this was.
No apology necessary. It's not that it devolved.
Do you want to hear the song one more time?
I my car is going to leave in like a minute here, so.
I mean, I'm going to play it on the way out before I leave. Before I leave, I'm going to play it on the way out. So don't worry. You'll hear it again. I'm going to send it to you so you can have it in perpetuity. So you can listen to it over and over and over again. Now, here's what I want to do going forward. Can we get one show? Nobody comes in except for me, DJ Shawa, my ride or die, my best friend in the world. Dan Sorge, do you want to come in and actually fucking have this conversation?
I would love to. Actually,
with no interruptions and like less whiskey.
I'm just trying to. No, I'm less mezcal. I'm just trying to fucking educate my friends.
Yeah.
I want them to understand.
No, I know, but let's educate each other. Let's all have a conversation. Like, you have to also come in with an open mind.
I want to.
Where you might get educated too, right?
No, yes. Can I say one more thing, please? I think.
Of course.
I'll take.
I think. I personally, and it's not about me, right? But I want to talk to Shawa more about this because I actually wait, let me finish, please.
Please. Say, well, yeah.
I know, but sometimes you start talking. Sometimes you start talking, and then it just keeps going. And like, I can't project as loud as you can. That's all. That's all. And I'm not trying to cut you off either, really. Hold on. Sorry, I'm thinking.
Go ahead.
I know. There's empty air. Empty air. Yeah, this is the one day where I'm going to actually do it. Because I really we share a lot of like similar mentality here, and I would love to also. I feel like you don't often have the space to talk about this shit, and I want you to know that me personally, please, anytime, please, Dan. I also know that I know who you are. I know who you are, and to me, where it's coming off right now is not representative of who you are.
Oh.
You're telling people that no, your sentiment is right. You care about people. You care about your friends. You want them to know that they have X, Y.
I like, know the right fucking race.
No, yes. No, I hear you very much. No, I do. Let me quickly. But what it's coming off as is they have like, oh, you have rights. It's like cool, but there's but you also understand like basically. Not everything, obviously, because you can't be in anyone else's shoes, and especially like, you know, you guys are very different people. And my point is, we're all like exactly what I said earlier. We're all like broadly in agreement here. Like the whole sentiment is the same. It's not coming off correctly right now.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Can I say one thing, Madeline?
You may. Please tell me that I'm wrong. No, don't say happy birthday again because no, you can tell me that I'm wrong.
No, hold on. Let's let her bail on that one. That was actually good.
I actually don't want
to. Let's not respond to that. Let's just let her.
No, Dan. I'll give you. Please, I want to hear what you're.
I kind of like that though.
No, I'm not trying to tell you you're wrong. And what I was trying to do was just give my friends and
I know
people
that.
Out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like the fact that yes, they but, should be protected by the Constitution.
Ah, and, see, that's what you should have said. That's the difference in what
but
you
I'm
have
not
been
telling you that it's actually going to protect you.
That's all you had
the
to say.
That we have right
well,
now.
Not
and
all.
Also. Don't
I'm
be
just
fooled.
Telling you what your fucking rights that's, are.
That's don't be fooled to into thinking say. That just like, because you have a right to bear arms
I
means
yeah.
that
I
you have the
you,
right
I
to
just
take
tell
life.
You what your
no.
actual fucking rights are.
You're right.
And
I mean,
Shawa.
What it's supposed to be. And
come
I
on, baby.
And happy birthday.
No, and that's why.
I don't want by the way, like, I was never trying to
because
cut you off ever.
That's not on my menu.
I was never trying to cut you off ever. I was trying to make sure that you got hurt, okay?
I know. Okay. I know. It's just too much to say to
I know.
Like.
I know.
I mean, bottom line is,
we should,
like, until.
I don't want anybody to fucking get killed, right? Like.
Until.
Dan, hold on. Yeah.
Until. I mean, it's easy to. Basically, the rights, the quote unquote rights that we've been given, are rights taken.
Mm-hmm.
And redistributed
mm-hmm.
from someone else,
mm-hmm.
which is like this actual land, the dirt upon which we build things, actually belongs to people.
Mm-hmm. Not us. Not me.
Like. It's such
not
a
me.
Fundamental. It's so simple. Like
I don't own shit.
That's all I really have
I don't
to say.
Own shit. That's,
is
yeah.
like,
no. What I'm
remember
saying is
the roots.
What I'm saying is I don't feel like I own anything other than the right to exist. And
with this administration, the Constitution has been thrown out the window. I just want you to understand what your actual fucking rights are. And if these motherfuckers try to come into your house, fucking blow their face off.
But what you said is the same thing over and over and over again.
But what?
Sure.
It's not my.
You can say it over and over and over again.
House, home.
But when a guy shoots you in the back, it doesn't matter what your rights are.
Yeah, they're shooting. Yeah. No, that's exactly what I'm saying is that they're flaunting.
Like the next guy has rights, but you are now dead. Well, so your rights don't matter.
I'm telling you what your rights are supposed to be.
Yeah.
And is that you do not have to let them
George
into your
Floyd
fucking
had
house.
Rights. Malcolm X had rights.
But I'm telling you.
Martin
I'm
Luther
telling
King
you.
Had rights.
No.
They all had rights.
What is going on right now is unprecedented.
When a man shoots you in the back.
It's unprecedented.
When a man shoots you in the back with a mask over his face, it doesn't matter what your rights are. It doesn't matter how much money your family gets.
But I'm telling you,
it doesn't matter if the ACLU comes in.
I'm telling you,
and fucking makes a lawsuit, you're dead now.
That's his point.
100%. I'm telling you, this is unprecedented. What is going on is bullshit. And I want my friends to know that.
All my Palestinian homies
to know. That you don't
have
fucking
rights under the UN.
At least constitutionally. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell you you're not going to fucking die because you might die.
But Dan, what I'm saying is we can yell about rights.
No.
We can yell about them. We can arm ourselves. That I don't disagree with.
Arm wrestle?
We can.
You should arm yourself.
Here we go.
We can arm ourselves. We can all buy AR 15s. I don't want to buy an AR 15. I would rather not. I'd rather buy another dog. I'd rather buy another pool cue from Mark
I
Butler.
I think everything should
I would rather buy a fucking cool 49ers jacket.
Love you.
We should I would rather everything be, by arm wrestling.
I would rather think about
Dan, you're fine.
Putting fucking cool braids in my hair. I'd rather... Oh, Maddie, hold on. Did we never even get to this?
I couldn't find alcohol? My dice.
What is that?
That's for you.
Oh, wait, can I have the bag?
Oh, it's your present. Yeah.
Well, that's for Nat.
Because I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm going to go play pool by myself.
Where are you going to go play pool?
Where? The ballroom, motherfuckers.
Oh, you are the ballroom?
I have a membership. You want to come? Anyone want to
come? I mean, I will go.
Yeah.
I will go.
Well, then, let's wrap
Nathan
it up.
Nathan Cottom has been trying to get me to fucking get
come
it.
Come on, motherfucker.
Oh, he's going to bring Federer over here.
What?
Well, let's go, then.
You know Federer's coming,
let's
right?
Go. Let's go to the fucking ballroom.
Do you
ballroom.
Know Federer's coming?
Are you seriously right going to the ballroom?
Yes.
You don't want me to go to the ballroom and whip your ass at pool all night?
Wait, do you know Federer's coming to the ballroom?
Do you really want me to come?
These are all parts of your
hang on, Willie. I don't think you knew that Federer was coming.
I did not know.
Federer's coming.
Okay. Good for you, Nathan Cottom. Let's go, my bye. Oh,
you're not going to make your flower? Happy birthday to me.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about this another time. Okay. Shawa, Dan, we're doing this in the future. Nobody else is coming in. It's a three-way convo.
I didn't include
it. Am I included?
Yeah.
Why would you
include Shawa, are you down?
I'm such a pain in the ass.
Just to have a conversation with nobody else involved. Like, no DJ Dish, no JM yelling. We'll sit here. We'll have a conversation.
We don't need to.
Maddie can come.
No, it doesn't.
What I'm saying is, I would like everybody to be heard.
Let's. How about we have an offline agreement about such?
No, I want to do it on the air.
Conversation.
I want to do it on the air.
I just like to say that my bullshit tonight. Like someone wrote me and they were backing me up. Like someone's listening.
Okay.
And one of our friends. Listen, I was like,
of course.
I was actually pretty fucking stoked.
Was it a white man?
Yeah.
I'm fine with what you're saying.
No, but
no,
that you are.
I want everyone to get their points out. Is what I'm saying.
In resistance against what's happening, but what I'm saying is,
I mean, I have nothing against what you're saying. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that it's. You're on the pragmatic level mm-hmm. of like supposed to be's, should be's, you know, what's written on paper.
Can I say?
And I'm coming from a place of this is what's fucking real.
Yeah, what's tomorrow?
And when you're bleeding out, you have no...
What's tomorrow?
You're not going to point to your constitution and say, but...
Can I say 100?
I have rights.
Can I say 100% what I'm telling people is literally what their rights are, but like what is going on right now is they're not following... What the actual constitution?
No, no,
that is very obvious.
That is absolutely true. I want people to understand.
That is absolutely true.
But you keep repeating that. I want people.
You're saying the same thing over and over again. You're not hearing what she's saying. Which is like, if I'm trying to protect my family,
I
can't just arm myself with AR-15s and start blasting cops.
I want you to understand that what I'm telling you is...
When they climb over the fence...
...is you're right. But, like, what Shao is saying is actually the reality.
You need to hear. You've said, now you need to hear...
Yeah.
...that the reality isn't as wonderful as, well... Arm yourself and fight back.
No, I think Dan does know.
And
if you,
my point was, Dan is not actually articulate. Like he's sending a particular message, and I understand because you care about people.
Which I hear.
Actually acknowledging, like verbally, out loud, acknowledging, you know, Jawa's points. Or, you know, the real... And I don't think you mean to do that. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And look...
They're not fighting fair.
Dan is one of the best people I know.
I'm the one who's been trying to mediate, and it's not fair.
To believe
this is a beautiful man right here, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
The point is, but...
They're not fighting fair. And I want you to know that. I want you to know what your rights are.
Nothing has ever been fair.
It's never been fair.
No, but that's my thing. My whole life has been trying to, like, make people understand each other. That's not exact... And I realized at some point that I should back up because... It's not fair to the people who are actually speaking.
But fair has never really been part of the conversation, has it?
Nothing is fair.
Fair is way past fucking fair.
That's why I'm backing up off the mic.
You know what is fair?
It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what it means to me. It doesn't matter.
The weather in Hawaii.
No.
it matters.
And DJ Shawa.
My point is, this conversation has been going like on the same over and over and all point, and it just is because once again, motherfuckers, because like an hour ago I said it's 2:57 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh
now,
shit!
It's 3:47 a.m.
Time to go.
Guess what? We've been like running around the boat the whole fucking.
We never miss our call time.
Oh
yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to play pool. Who's coming with me? Doesn't matter.
And we are.
DJ Stairs. Could ever try.